Hi gang, Pete Williams here, and I thought I'd do and start off 2013's noise reduction with a video. Now, for those who have been in the community for a while, you're probably pretty familiar with the semi-weekly emails that I used to send out called Noise Reduction, which was all about giving you the best links, articles, videos, resources, and stuff that I'd found online myself, and reduce all that noise for you, rather than you having to go out and scour through all the noise and crap that's online. This was the best of the best that I found that's worth checking out. So I'm going to build that habit back up again in 2013 and do those as regular as possible. Now, I do doubt that I'll be doing a video for every single one of these like I'm starting off today, but they'll be back to at least minimum standard of what they were last year with all the links to the articles and resources and stuff like that and a really quick blurb of what it's about and why you want to check it out. So let's jump into the first edition of Noise Reduction for 2013, video style. Now, the very first thing you see behind me here is actually a screenshot from the Outsourcing Profit Machine workshop that Davey J and I did a while ago. That was a full 8-hour session on outsourcing, where we found our team members, how we found them, how we interviewed them, how we brought them onto our team, swipe and deploy resources of contracts and job ads and project files and all that sort of stuff. And we're in the process of gearing up to do a second version of that, a outsourcing Profit Machine 2.0 workshop, which is going to be in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, obviously, on February 12th and 13th, so in a few weeks' time. Now, what we're doing is Dave and I are using this as a positive constraint to create the second video series. Now, obviously, those who have been around for a while know that the actual workshop was sold for about $400, I think it was, and actually even higher than that to certain clients first time around. And it was also included inside Profit Hacks as a bonus to one of the modules there. So what we're doing is we're doing these workshops purely as a positive constraint to make us go about actually getting stuff done. If it left it to us to actually just record all the sessions in video format and stuff like that, it would take us a few weeks. Where if we have a workshop with people coming to sit and watch us speak, we have to be prepared. And that's sort of a side note and side lesson for everyone here too when it comes to 2013 and your goals and all that sort of stuff, to make sure you've got positive constraints in place. So we're doing this for that reason. And what that means is the actual recordings of the workshop when they're released are actually going to be at a higher price point than the live event. Now, I know that sounds a little odd for most people, because generally what you do is you do your workshop at a really high price point and then sell the recordings cheaper. But for us, it's not about the workshop. It's about the actual product we're going to sell at the end of the day. The workshop is just a positive constraint, as I've said, to get that recorded. So what does that mean for you? Why am I telling you this? Well, for two reasons. One, if you can get to Melbourne on February 12th and 13th, I encourage you to come along. Click the link below this video and it will take you to this page on David's Melbourne SEO Services website, where it has all the information about the event. You can buy your ticket at only $195 for a full-day workshop. But also what you do if you pre-buy a ticket, whether you're going to come to the event or not, you'll actually get a copy of the recordings as well. So for an investment of only $195, you can come to our workshop and or get the recording. So if you're in North America or you're in Europe or somewhere else and want to get a copy of the Outsource Profit Machine version 2.0 before the general public at a much, much cheaper price point than the public when it goes live in a few months' time, I encourage you to check out that link and invest in a ticket or a pre-purchase option. Just buy the ticket. If you can come or not, that doesn't matter. You'll still get a copy of the recordings. And then also what's happening on the second day, the day after our event, Mike Rhodes, who's a really good friend of both Dave and I, is running a Google workshop on AdWords, analytics, remarketing, and a whole bunch of other stuff when it comes to using Google tools to promote, manage, and measure your businesses and your marketing. So you can get a ticket for that as well on that same page, or you can buy a ticket for both events at a good discount too. So if you're into outsourcing or marketing in the AdWords and Google world, definitely check out that first link. It's some really cool information and resources available to you at a very cheap price point. Oh, I've been clicking links and I've been jumping all over the shop. So that's that. Next thing on my list here is the book I want to recommend in this week's Noise Reduction. And that is a book called The Willpower Instinct. Now, it's a book that was recommended by James Schrempko, who's a very, very smart marketer, an Aussie guy as well, which is awesome. So big thanks to James for recommending this book. Now, the interesting thing is, this book is actually about 12 months old. So it's not a brand new book, but I only discovered it recently. And it's a fantastic read, particularly this time of year when it's, you know, starting out 2013 and everyone's setting out their goals and planning for the year and stuff like that. And, you know, as we all know, discipline, you know, self-control and willpower is a huge issue for a lot of people. And realistically, it's a huge issue for everyone on some sort of level. And this is a fantastic book to check out because it talks about and breaks down what willpower is, how to actually have it play to your advantage, how to be aware and catch yourself when you're letting it beat you, and all that sort of stuff. It's a fantastic read, but I'm actually listening to it, as I do with most of my books, in audio format. So for an audio person, check out the other link next to the Willpower Instinct link below, because that's a link to Audible, which is actually a sponsor of the Preneurcast podcast. And what that means is you can actually get a free audiobook from Audible as a trial. So you can go to that link and you can get a free download. And if you haven't got an Audible account, I suggest you check that link out and download the audio version of The Willpower Instinct, because it's a really, really cool book. The next thing is a bit of a follow-on somewhat to the barbecue Q&A that I did with my good buddy Josh. Now, hopefully you've seen that video on the blog, and Josh talked about very, very openly about his app business, how he goes about getting clients, securing apps, developing apps, and that sort of stuff. And as you would have seen in that video, he's built a very, very successful company. So successful, in fact, he's now able to walk away from that. It does its thing on its own, and he's now actually importing golf products and selling them to retailers. So he's able to have that business automated now and bringing him in the income he wants. So apps, I think, are a great way, very easy way to actually build a very successful business on the side while you're still working for the man, or even to supplement your other business income. And Amish is actually a huge app developer in his own right, and he's actually a guy who's built a huge range of apps and actually sold his first app business for about $1.95 million, which was very, very cool. And he did this super quick with a lot of outsourcing and leverage and stuff like that. And he's running a webinar called the App Code 2.0. And I really strongly suggest you check that out, because he's going to share with you his five-step formula for building an app business. So if you're interested at all in app development, played in that, dabbled in that game, doing it seriously, or just even want to know what it's about, I strongly suggest you check out the link. He's running a bunch of webinars, different times. You can check them out. So the link down there takes you through to the App Code 2.0, which is an updated version of his course he ran a while ago. And I really do recommend you check out the free webinar that kind of gives you a whole understanding of how the app business can work. And it's a good sort of support and additional education to the barbecue Q&A that I did with Josh Cairns recently. So check that out as part of this week's noise reduction. The next resource I want to talk about is a health resource. It's not really a business or a marketing tool, but it's something that's called Thrive Forward. And it's been developed and released by Brendan Brazier, who's an old ex-triathlon and Ironman athlete, and a Whole Foods plant-based diet author and speaker. And he's done something like The Challenge. You may be aware of the 30-day challenge that my good buddy Ed Dale created, that I was part of the faculty of. It was all about building an online business and making your first dollar online, and it was a full free course and stuff like that. Well, Brendan's kind of taken a similar model and done this with Thrive Forward. And what you can do, you can sign up and actually do a really quick survey, and what it does, it actually generates you your own personal free program of education materials about healthy eating, vibrancy, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Like what he actually says it is, and that's probably the best way to actually describe it, is a free personalized online program to help you transform your health through plant-based nutrition. Starting with Clean Eating 101, they guide you through your journey to optimal health through customized wellness topics relevant to you, energy, stress, sleep, body, mood, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, the really cool thing is, this is not actually an affiliate program or anything like that. I'm not making any money promoting this, and they've got some really cool contests that's worth checking out, but being an Australian, I don't even fall into that banner. But I just really have gone through the program myself, watched all the videos. There's 30 plus videos in there, heaps of PDF downloads and supplementary material like recipes and charts and stuff like that. So if you're into making 2013 full of energy and vitality and health, thriveforward.com is definitely worth checking out as well. Thoroughly, thoroughly recommend what they've done there. And another thing is an article I saw just before Christmas. And as I said before, it's been a while since the last noise reduction, so I apologize for not linking this up earlier. But it's an article by one of the managers of Barack Obama's online social media marketing campaign coming up to the most recent election. And the article talks about all the A-B split testing they did throughout the campaign of email copy, headlines, subject lines, landing pages, fundraising pages. And it's a really cool, insightful look of how a big organization like, you know, a prime minister, not prime minister, sorry, we're in America, aren't we? A presidential election campaign is actually marketed and run. They say they did over 500 A-B split tests throughout the process over this 20-month campaign. And the result was an increase in the conversion rate of donations by 49% and a sign-up conversion increase by 161%. So some huge, huge results they got by applying this A-B split testing. It's a really cool, very easy to read article that's worth checking out just to sort of open your mind up and hopefully spark some seeds of thought to help you grow your business and your marketing this year as well. And then finally, the last thing I want to mention as part of this week's noise reduction is a Q&A session I'm running for my Platinum members on Friday morning Australian time, which is 4 p.m. Thursday Eastern Standard US time. So that's US time on the East Coast, 4 p.m. Thursday. And this is something I normally run just for our Platinum members, not for everybody, but I thought, why not start 2013 right and give you guys access to come along to that Q&A program. So what it is, generally, for those who don't know, is it's two parts. The first thing is I just sort of come on and talk about something that I think is really important at the moment, give a bit of teaching, education, some findings, some test results from our internal businesses and what we're doing. And this particular Q&A session is going to start with a bit of goal planning stuff, a couple of really cool things that I think people don't really take into account or think about when they're planning out the year and what they need to do. So I'm going to share some stuff there, and then we just open up the lines. So anybody who's on the line who has a question about anything, whether it be some split testing, some marketing, some copy, some e-commerce, anything you think that I can add value to in your business, you can ask the questions. And we stay on the line until all those questions are actually answered. So that's the reason I'm not emailing out the entire list directly about this Q&A and sort of hiding this offer at the bottom at the end of this noise reduction video, because I don't want everyone to come on there, because if we have 40,000, 50,000 people on there, we'll never get off and it won't be valuable for anybody. So it's normally only open to our Platinum members, but I thought for those of you who sort of watch through this video and interested, you can click the link as well below this video, register for the GoToWebinar event, and I'll see you Thursday, 4 p.m. US Eastern time, where we can chat, answer your questions, and have a bit of fun to start off 2013 right. So as I said, these are going to become regular again this year. It's one of my goals that I've set myself. They won't all be accompanied by a video like this. Most of them will just be the email style that we had last year. But I just wanted to sort of start off with a video and say hello to everyone again and wish you all a fantastic 2013. Thank you so much for being part of the Preneur community. I really do appreciate your time and your attention. And for those who don't know, if anybody hits reply to any of our emails, myself and the team do reply. So any questions you have or feedback and stuff like that, make sure you hit reply, because it is an email address we all check and respond to. So thank you again, and speak to you all very soon.